before we return to Sichas Haran, there was the last page, the third page, three that you got last week. Moshe David has some more. It says on the Chelik Assyria, Cheshiv Arotzen is from Sichas Hatzadik. We just did these two pieces from Reb Tzadik HaKoyin in order to connect us more to what we've been learning from Yidachman. I'm not going to do the entire Ayis Reish Memchez, just to concentrate on what we're learning. Reish Memchez, we're talking about the sugya of Ratzon, of wanting, of longing, of a person insisting that he has to close the Tagal Jabohu, and what Reb Tzadik here explains is that, as we learned last week, that the ikur of a person is the Ratzon Shebelev. That's what we were talking about, this. The ikur of a person is the Ratzon Shebelev. Everything else is really a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What happens, whether something is done or it's not done, the whole essence of a person is the Ratzon Shebelev. Therefore, as we learned last week, that the true test of a person's Ratzon is not by those things that are up in lights, because it's a person obviously will be more excited about something that is drawing attention, and that is big, and that is important, and feels it's important. The ikni sign of the Ratzon, of wanting to do the right thing, is dafke and small things. So here the Kain explains this. This is from Sikas Atzadik, Ayis Reish Memchez. Here Atzadik explains something that would appear to be the opposite of what one would say. What Atzadik says is very clearly. Ikar Adam or Cheshik Shebelev, that we learned, and that's what we've been talking about. That the ikar of a person is the Cheshik Shebelev, the Cheshik, the longing of the heart. Shebohu Yisroinai Al Hamalochim. That is the advantage that man has over angels. A Malach is not a Bal Cheshik. A Malach was created and set on a certain dial, on a certain setting, and the Malach does what he was set to do. A malach doesn't have a cheshek shebelev, doesn't have that longing. A longing means where you feel that you're in one place and you want to be someplace else. A malach doesn't have such an inyan. Vuha nikra yetzer. And this is what is referred to in Chazal as yetzer. Cheshek is yetzer. We're so used to hearing from the time that we're children to hear the words Yetzahara, and always in the context of Ra. Or sometimes, occasionally, Yetzah HaTov. Mostly we hear about the Yetzahara. And what we really don't think about and we really don't learn about is Yetzah itself. Yetzah. The Yetzah is the Yetzah HaTov and Yetzah Ra. Yetzah itself is longing and wanting. It's a cheshek. That could either be for good, or it could be for bad. Kashu humagbir cheshke l'toiv, when a person strengthens his cheshek for toiv, for good, hari is a toiv, then it's the yetzer a toiv. We're not divided, we're not some sort of a battleground between a good angel and a bad angel. And that whole presentation of how we were raised in that simplistic way doesn't really describe the essence of what a person is. Those who have been learning Tanya and have learned Tanya know. But for now, what we're talking about in Sichas Haran and here by Reb Tzadik, the person is a Yetzer. the yates of a person, the longing of a person, is either mislabesh in the side of good, and it's used for things that are holy, or it's, God forbid, used for things that are unholy and impure. Were a person not to have a yetzer, were a person not to be a creature of longing, it would seem to make things a lot easier as far as our averus are concerned. But life would be meaningless. There was such an attempt. There was such a thing that took place in history. We know that the yetzer hara of Avodah Zarah was taken away. That was taken away. The yetzer hara of Avodah Zarah. It was seen in the form of a lion running out of the Kodesh Kadosh. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah davened that should be taken away. The yetzer hara of Avodah Zarah was ruining us. That longing for Avodah Zarah was killing us. We were losing in the battle of Emunah. And it was taken from us. The tzaddikim davened, it was taken from us. But ever since then, our avodas Hashem hasn't been the same. We spoke a lot about that in Aris HaTshuva. Those who were here years ago, we spoke a lot about that. And Reb Tzadik speaks about it all the time. Our avodas Hashem hasn't been the same. In the absence of that powerful, powerful Yetzer Hara that was there for Avodah Zarah, people were sacrificing their children. Don't go where it's speaking, it's safe over here. People putting up their kids onto, putting and bringing for an offer to put them onto Mizbeach. So we look at that and we say, they're barbarians, they're crazy people. But the tzaddikim say, I'm always givein, as I get. What used to be, people had mesiris nefesh. People were bali rotzen, they were bali cheshek. They had big cheshek. But the cheshek of that time of the first Beis HaMikdash was destroying us. So the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was taken away. There was even an attempt to remove the Yetzer Hara for Bechlal, for Arayis and so on. But then they saw the whole world was dying. Nobody would have the chickens, there would be no eggs, there would be no children, there would be no life, there would be no continuity, nothing. As it is, the world has become much more boring ever since the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was taken. It's become much more boring. Which is safe. It's a safer world. You and I don't feel drawn to any of those things. But there's a fire that's missing. There's a certain fire that was there. That fire is the fire of the Yetzer. How a person uses the Yetzer. That's where the point of free choice is. But the mistake that we make, and this is what the Kohen is coming here to explain, we have a tendency to look down upon ourselves and others if we see that there are people who have big, big Yetzer Haras. We look down on such a person. And we naturally admire more somebody who's more even, who doesn't have such a cheshek, such a Yetzer. And truthfully, when it comes to our children, and having children, a parent would be thrilled. The parents would be thrilled if every child was just easy. It was just easy and soft and gentle. Everything you said, yes, daddy, yes, mommy, tati, mom, whatever it is, yes. Learn, daven, mitzvahs, everything, yes, yes, yes. It'd be good. And we would like to have it like that. But the biggest avaida didn't come dafke from those chevra. It came from the stormy chevra, from the ones who were stormy. Not to say that those are not great the first time, it can't be good, but the storminess of the Bala Yetzer, which the Kain explains. Omu Chazal, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Kol HaGodol Michaveo Yitzor Godol Himenu. The greater the person is, the greater is his Yetzer. Didn't say Yetzer Hara. It's called a Gol Mechaver Yitzel Gol Himan. The greater the person, the greater the longing, the greater the cheshek. Ki Gadlus Echad Al Chaveru, because the greatness of one person in comparison to another person, vis-a-vis another person, that Gadlus, who rakifi Gadl HaCheshek Shalei L'Tayv. Gadlus is measured by the cheshik that a person has l'toiv. Kigadlus echad achaveh rakifi gadla cheshik shalai l'toiv. Dehainu koya hayetzer. Again, the choices that a person makes in life, how to use the yetzer. But kodla gadlu mechaveiro, that advantage that one person has over another, which, especially with the children, seems to be creating unbelievable difficulties and aggravation. The emes is that that's an advantage that one person has, is with that koyach of cheshik, of yetzer. Of course, if he uses it in the wrong way, it's bad. It's terrible. Da'ani koyach ha-yetzer. Ki yetzer toiv v'yetzer ra echad. We're not split between a good angel and a bad angel. We're not divided. Ki yetzer toiv v'yetzer ra echad. It's really one thing. Zelu mazef b'shnei chalole halev. This opposite that. In the two ventricles of the heart. Kefia cheshek shebeli by miyamin l'toiv, to the degree that one has a cheshek v'toiv, a longing for good, on the right side of the heart, kain b'smol l'ra. So on the left side of the heart, will there be a longing for ra? Kol agadol mechaveiro yitzer gadol mimenu, which means the person has more of a yetzer. He's a big yetzer, a big bal cheshek, a big bal rotzen. There are days in his life where that is experienced in toiv, and it's very strong toiv. But the zelu mazel, the other half of that is that on a day when he can't muster up the koiches and davening and learning in mitzvahs, then that same powerful, powerful yetzer expresses itself through the left side of the heart, which is ra. Ulakach yetzer ra gam ken godl. Therefore, the person has a very big yetzer atayv, he has to have a big yetzer ha. It's not some sort of a curse. That's the metzius. He's a bal yetzer. He's a bal yetzer. He's big bal yetzer. He's a big bal rotzen. The yetzer atayv and the yetzer ra and the yetzer ha come from one place. The yetzer, the rotzen. Kach yetzera gam ken god. Zesh Ram Chazal, Oilam hazeh niver behe, V'oilam haba biyud. So Chazal tells us that this world is, it says in Pasuk, Kibaka Hashem tzur oilamim. Hashem formed the world with the letters yud he. And Chazal say that Oilam hazeh was created with the letter he. And Oilam haba is biyud. And the next world is with the letter yud. These two letters of the name of Hashem, the Yud and the Hey, Marim al Chochma Ubina. The letter Yud is Chochma, and the letter Hey is Bina. Shem Moicha Veliba. Yud means the Chochma of the intellect of the mind. That's Yud. And hey is bina shebelev. Hey means the heart. It means emotions and feelings. Uba'olam hazeh. So what do we see from here? This world was created with the letter hey, which means bina, which means bina is belev. This world was created with the letter hey. And even though this is something that is upsetting to those who think that the world is a matter of pure intellect and pure seichel, the world is created with the letter hey, this world. And that means that b'olam hazeh rachman aliba boy, that the main thing that God wants of a person in this world is his heart. That's what this world is all about. Not to say, God forbid, without seichel, without, there has to be chachma and bina, there have to be cherry rind, lo mispard, and two friends that are always together. The chachma has to be the bina, Bina with Chachma, which the Zohar Kodesh says, how they have to be together. But the Ikkar of this world, that's what Reb Tzadik is explaining, that's what we've been learning in Sichas Haran. that the Iker Ha'adam Acheshik Shebelev, this world was created with the letter Hey. Hey is Bina. Bina is Belev. Rachman Alivabai. Hashem wants our hearts. U'mailas Ha'adam Kvi Acheshik Shebelev. The greatness of one person over another person is not how smart he is, not by the intelligence. That's a certain nekuda of a maila of one person over the other. But the etzem ha'adam, the man himself, the maila of one person over another is kvi cheshek shebelev, the cheshek shebelev, the longing of the heart. Avo ba'ilam haba. Olam Haba is created with the letter Yud. Yud is Chochma. Of Olam Haba, she yishchat hayetzahar, she yishchat hayetzahar. Olam Haba, we know, the yetzahar is going to be shechted, finished. Vosakash brochu v'shachah l'malach hamavis. So the yetzahar is going to be shechted. Of Olam Haba, she yishchat hayetzahar, yishchat hayetzahar. L'yayid makam l'bechiru will no longer be a matter of making choices. You hear what the Kohen is saying is that the Iker is the Cheshek Shebelev. Not the decision of what I choose, but the fact that I want something is the Iker of a person. Of course, one has to use one's mind to decide what's right, to make a distinction between right and wrong, and to separate. And God forbid if a person just uses the Bina Shebelev, very, very dangerous. But as Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalab Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh Levracha starts, he begins his sefer, he says that a person, there's one thing that a person has no choice over, and that is wanting to make a choice. Over that you can't make a choice to want or not to want. A person was created as a Bal Ratzon, as a Bal Cheshek, to want something. Shaila is what you want. The essence of a person is that quality of wanting. That's the essence of this world, is wanting. The cheshek shebelev, to be able to want. And God forbid a person loses his cheshek, he could be the smartest person in the world. You can meet some genius professor, or some genius even in learning. But his whole life is one long story of failure after failure, misery, broken relationships, no relationships, nothing. He can't. He doesn't have a cheshek. He doesn't have a heart. After this world, when the Yetzer will be shechted, when the Yetzer will be shechted, so there will no longer be a world of choosing. And in that case, then the measure of a person will be how much he understands, the level of understanding of the mind, of the intellect. But this is a world of choice. Choice is a matter that begins in one's heart. That's where that begins. It begins in the heart. Having the ability to choose is not a matter of seichel. It's a matter of the heart. In this world, the ikkar is Rachmana Livaboy, that Hashem Baruch demands of us, asks us to give over our hearts to Him. And therefore we can understand the Avos, Reb Tzadik says, V'ha'Avos Nikroim Eisanim. We know that the Avos are called the mighty ones, Eisanim, like the word Eitan, Eisanim, mighty ones, the powerful ones. So he says, Absalom says, Shamati Perusha Akshan. I heard that the meaning of Eisanim, strong, means strong-willed. Akshanim, stubborn. Strong-willed. Perish. Shahayil ham toikef acheshek boya ke'esh. That the others were people who had each one of them had a yetzer, a cheshek, longing that was like a burning fire. Remember this morning? It seems like a few years ago to me. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But this morning we were talking about, in Tanya we were learning, we were talking about where Avraham Avinu came from, such a family, such a background. His father was an Oyvav of Avodah Zarah. His parents were idol worshippers. They were making a terrible intellectual mistake with their idol worship. They were terribly off. But the Cheshek, they were Bali Cheshek, they were Bali Taiva. His father was a big Bal Taiva. From the time that we were children, we learned that Avraham Avinu's father had a whole Avodah Zarah collection. It wasn't Stam. He didn't have just one steady Avodah Zarah. He had a whole collection of Avodah Zarahs. And he was Oduk. He was devoted to each of the Avodah Zarahs. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Such a person. Yisrael was also like a little bit, right? Yisrael was a koimet of Avodah Zarah. But the Ovi Ovis of the Ovi Avodah Zarah is Terach. Terach Avi Avram. And Terach had mamish. He had a whole store, and his whole life was with different Avodah Zarahs. So someone could say to you, that's disgusting. It's horrible. Etzim, of course, it's Avodah Zarah. It's one of the big three. But the emes is, it was an intellectual error. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. Avraham Avinu was a genius. Avraham Avinu was a deep thinker. Chazal tell us, and the Rambam. And he corrected that mistake. But there's something in him that didn't change. What was that? Huh? The rotzen, the fire. That's why I said, it used to be good when we had that fire. It used to be good. Terach made mistakes. He wanted very, very badly, but he made mistakes. Then you have other people. That's what we have now more. That they maybe don't make such big mistakes anymore. The Avodah Zarah is very silly. They don't make mistakes. But they don't want anything. You can't get them to come to shul. He puts on film. He doesn't remember if he made a bracha, didn't make a bracha. Shabbos. Where can he get out of davening faster? So on. So nobody in those fast davenings is making an intellectual mistake. What's missing? The cheshek and the rotz is missing. The cheshek, that's the ikur of Lag BaOmer, I'm not going to go into it right now. But that the fire, that's the fire of Lag BaOmer, is the cheshek and the rotz is missing. Rabbi Shimon is missing. And the others, therefore, Rav Tzadok is saying we mustn't ever think of the others as dull people. The others were not dull, bored, unmotivated people. The others were not what we would consider to be the perfect child, like I was saying this morning, how Avraham Avinu, to bring him to register him in school, that the school wouldn't have let him in. Because Avraham Avinu was also on fire. So what happens if you have in a classroom and that there are certain kids that they, like those dolls in the back of a car, they get constantly moving all over the place, these kids like that. So if that's a Rebbe's nightmare. But it could be a little Avraham Avinu in the making, if it's handled correctly. Avraham Avinu was a big balrots, and the others were akshon, stubborn people. The whole world was the whole world believed in one thing, and Avraham Avinu said, hey, who needs me? I don't care. It's Akshonis. You have to be a strong person to to be like that. Most people not like that. They'd go along. Avraham Avinu was an action. The Jewish people, now Kshay Arv, strong. The obvious were people that had fiery yetzers. Big fire, mamish. They were not able to rest or to be quiet, the fire inside, until they did what they wanted to do. They were not moderate people. That's a big mila in society, to be a moderate person. To say everything in a moderate way, to do everything in moderation. Of course, in Gashmis, that's true. That's of course true. Eat in moderation and so on and so forth. But it became, moderation became also, even in other things besides Gashmis. You see in the secular world now that there's a Muslim like this, maybe it went over to other, not only the secular world, but how we're talking the other day, my wife and I had this conversation. I'm not going to, I don't know, there's something, it'd be interesting to hear what the Chevra thought about this. I'm curious that there's a new Musig in yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs, I don't know about in the more modern schools, but there's a certain Musig that there shouldn't be in the school a, what's it called in the class, the top in the class in high school, you know, valedictory. There shouldn't be a valedictory. There shouldn't be a valedictory. A Musig like that. Like most of these strange things, they somehow began in California, I think. Most funny things begin in California. Sometimes in Europe. Europe or California. So, what's the problem? But all the other Meidlach are going to be devastated. Yeah? They're all going to be hurt. This is a Musig that you see. It has an effect upon the economy. This is part of the new idea with insurance also. With everything that's happening now in the world, everybody has to be the same. Nobody's to stand out. Nobody is supposed to excel. Nobody can, and even if somebody excels, so then you have to make sure to give everybody else in the class the best award for recess. The award for recess. The best guy at recess. Whatever. You have to give something and have to make a whole big inyan about it. The emphasis is that the others were not moderate people. They excelled because they were on fire. And they weren't quiet. When they wanted something, they weren't quiet, they didn't rest until they got it. Until they got it. Avraham Avinu Olav Shalom, the Midas Ahava. Of course, the Mid of Avraham Avinu was Ahava. Ahava. Achi Higila Tachlis Ahava Hashem. He wouldn't rest until he reached the Tachlis of Ahava Hashem. Shehu b'harchokas kol ahava zulosa. He drove out of his life all the his father. His father was in love with 1,000 different things. His father also had big ahava, but Avraham Avinu drove all the other ahavas out, and all the energy of his ahava was the tachlis ahavas Hashem. Shehu b'harchokas kol ahava zulosa. That therefore Avraham Avinu went smashing the idols of his father. Destroying of a deserving. And then look what Neshama he brought into the world. Ad Shaharlid Yitzchak. So he brought down the Neshama. Avram and Sarah brought down the Neshama of Yitzchak Avinu. Shehu haya toikev acheshek liras Hashem, sinas hara. Yitzchak is the toikev of fear of God. A sinas hara and a hatred for evil. Avraham Avinu's inyan was not hatred. But Yitzchak Avinu, a hatred for all that was wrong, a sinner for all that's ra, that we spoke of many times, that he was blind because he couldn't bear looking at the world. Not just as Rachmanis, that the Baruch Shalom had him there, he didn't have to see. That's what happened. That he shouldn't have to see what the world is about, because so strong was his sinner for mediocrity, for Avodah Zarah and for Tumah. Yitzchak Avinu, he wasn't a moderate person. He was a fire, mamish. And this is what Avraham Avinu brought into the world, because v'chol mini ahav zaros by Yitzchak, all foreign, all love for other things, v'chemdais olam hazeh, and all desires for things of this world, v'muchakim es l'vatachlis, were far removed from Yitzchak Avinu. Finished. Achshahalid Yaakov. And then he had Yaakov. Achshahalid Yaakov in Olam Shalom. Shal toikev acheshek l'shneim. And Yaakov, you know, had toikev acheshek. He had the most powerful longing for both of these. Ahavas Hashem's brach v'sin esra. The love of God and the hatred for all that was not godly. Vein karen avas el l'shloisha elam. Chazal say that these are our fathers. That's it. After that, the number of us. I mean, of course, biologically, but these are the others of Klal Yisrael. These are the others. Shehem kol kach nigbar cheshkam kol echad midasa b'tayv. That each one's cheshik for his midah, b'tayv, in good, that he took that and used it for good. We see that Yishmael took that midah of Ahava and he used it for Tumah. He was also an unbelievable Baal Cheshek, an unbelievable Baal Ratzon. Tremendous, tremendous emotions. Unbelievably emotional person. You look at the Yishmaelim now. You give one whistle and there are 10 million of them on the street to davening. And you have some Yidnabach still dragging around for half an hour saying, Mimcha, Mimcha. And every Ishmaeli is already been on his rug, banging his head for the last half hour. And the Yidnus is saying, this Mincha, Mincha, Mincha. Come on, it's Mincha. But the Ishmaelim took a very, very strong Cheshek Ratzon. That's why the big Manaf and Mizana, they're very, very talk disgusting and low things. Big Machnes Archim, Dveikis with the family. Brothers, Dveikis, Ahava, very strong, midah like that. But of course, it all spilled into filth and impurity. Yitzchak is the cheshek, that cheshek of Yiras Hashem, Sinas Hara, and of course, the impurity, the psilus of that is Esav. The murderer. Ace of the murderer. His world is not a world of ahava, of love. It's the world of Amalek. It's the world of Hamanai Roshes. It's the world of Hitli Yamach Shemayim. It's that world. That's the world of Ace. But each one of the others, and Yaakov, of course, is the Bechira of us. It was the Cheshik Kol Echad L'midasa B'toiv Ad Shehigiyah L'tachlis L'yaskul L'aykach, until each one would reach the Tachlis of his Midah, to become Mamish that Midah. Hein Hein Ha'ovis Hein Hein Ha'merkav Mamish. That Midah, Avraham Avinu became the earthly embodiment of the Midas Chesed, and Yitzchak Ben and Yaakov Tferes, Emes. Ki kasher acheshik boyer ba'adam hu kilahav eish. Because when cheshik is burning in a person, it becomes like a flame. He says it's kilahav eish, mamish a flame. Ad shekulay im kol kaychayisav shkuyim bezeh, means that a person with all of his koiches is completely immersed and focused on this one thing. That's what it means, a fire. When the cheshek burns away everything else, and all there is that cheshek. And the cheshek of the Ovis was so strong that that's what made them into Ovis. And only they're the Ovis. And because of that, Achakol Zaram Achareyam told Hosein Kayetze Behem. For all of the descendants, all of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have in them a fire. Have in them these midas. They were able to give over, because when something's with a fire, it goes over. When something is not with a fire, it doesn't go over. When it's with a fire, then it catches on. If it's something which is cold, it doesn't go anywhere. That's the nature of heat, is that it expands things, right? It makes things more. Everything comes, grows. It's cold, it's just the opposite. But everything contracts, everything becomes small. Therefore, the fire of the others brought into the world the Jewish people. Shekol Zarm Acharem told the same Kayetzabim. There was such a fire in the others. It was so powerful that in every Jew who would ever be born to the end of time, there was still something of that fire. There was still something of the fire. Again, how you use that fire. Okay, so that's a person's decision, what to do with the fire. But that a Jew has in him something that even our biggest enemies admire us and fear us for the fire inside. The Jews, they call that overly ambitious. All different words, capitalist, Zionist, entrepreneurs, all the different code words that the anti-Semites have used through history, they all mean the same thing. They're big balei cheshek, these people. You've got to watch out for them. They're big, big balei ratzon. Big balei ratzon. Remember the joke I told you, I think a few weeks ago? I just told you last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe something. It's not such an important thing to repeat a joke, but it makes a point that there are two goyim and a yid, lahavdil, they're sitting, these three people from Texas, you know the right. They're sitting there in Texas, and the first guy's name is Johnson. And yeah, he's showing off, and Johnson says, you know, I have 25 acres over here. And the other one says, what do you call your ranch? He says, I call it Johnson's Ranch. 25 acres there. And the next guy says, yeah, I have 60 acres. That's what Smith says. I have 60 acres. Whew, 60 acres. What do you call your place? He says, I call it Smith's Ranch. And then the Yidl is sitting over there, and I say, what about you? He says, I have 12 acres. 12 acres? What do you call your place? Downtown Houston. It's a difference, right? It's a chiluk. It's a chiluk. You hear this, it's a chiluk. Downtown Houston. And they hate us. This is the thing that makes them crazy. It's the thing that makes them crazy. And you see that wherever Jews are, I was just someplace today, had to be. And the whole place, all the goyim that are there, are just behaving. They were just told to wait. And they're waiting. They're just waiting. They were told to wait and they're waiting. Every yid is going to ask and find out. And why? Yes, why? Why? Is there any way that we could? And then with each other, we're figuring something out, how to get past, you know. All the guys are just like, they're just like watching CNN or something. They're just sitting there like that. And every Eid is in the midst of a major conspiracy. And they know that about us. Where does it come from? It's gewaldige cheshek, gewaldige rotzen. A yid, what a yid is. It can come out, of course, you have to be careful. So I had to go, I was going to visit in the hospital site. And they said, so they say, you're only allowed one person at a time. Right? Fine, you're allowed one person at a time. So every guy goes, one person. You're only allowed 15 minutes. Every guy goes, one guy at a time, 15 minutes. So I turned to my wife and I said,
why should that be like that? Only one person should go to one. If I want to go to my wife, I can't go to my wife. So I said, come, we'll try. Mm-hmm. None of them are going to do such things. They all just go one at a time, 15 minutes. I just said, just you keep on walking, come next to me. And we're just going to walk. And don't look at anybody. Just walk. You make it right over there and just walk. And I look like a rabbi. You're coming with me into the sun. Just walk. And we go in there, too. We stay much longer than everybody else. It's crazy. But it's something that... I'm not the only one that I hope that does this. It's a chenical basis. That's what I told you. I heard this Chassidic guy. He told him so cute. He was telling me like I had to go to someplace to visit. So he's telling me that the 1,000 rules about this and about that and how it has to be. And I was thinking, well, how am I going to, how does this work? And I, then he said, afterwards, this is a Chassidic guy. He says, about Chaynuka Bais Yisrael. He says, but our brothers, the Jewish people, we do this before. We fill out the paper somewhere else. And we do it like this, and then we have it in advance, and the guy knows, and this one's a cousin of that guy, and it's a whole thing. What came out at the end, you don't have to wait even 5 minutes. Everybody else has to wait 2 weeks for this union, and a yid, we have it worked out. So what is that? So for the people who hate us, they can't bear this about us. The yid didn't come to a certain place. You have people living in America here from before the pilgrims. Right? People living in America before the pilgrims. So the guy still, you know, his anicle and his ear anicle. So this one was pumping one kind of gas, and the other one's pumping another kind of gas. And the yid is the one that owns the whole block. And the guy doesn't, the yid doesn't even speak English. I was low laying with a shiva last week. I was at a shiva. Listen to this. Merde Gavar. And there's an old European Jew. And he comes from he comes from Salish. So very chashuv the city, very chashuv the tzaddikim there. Comes from Salish. So they were talking. Listen to what this yid said. This old yid, he became very 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 rich here in America after the war. And the fellow was thinking, was explaining what he did. A smart guy. I'm telling you, couldn't speak a sentence of English. Became very, very rich, this guy. So the conversation was about, did he ever go back to his hometown? After the Holocaust, did he go back to the Salish? So he said, he's saying all of this in Yiddish, that, yeah, he went back in 1976 or 77, he went back to Salish. And we were talking about what was in Salish. So he said, well, we should have to see what they lived there. Peasants, the same way he said that when I was a kid. So he says, when I walked over there, when I came into the town, this is a yid, as I walked in there, they couldn't believe it, the goyim. And one guy said, what, there's still Jews in the world? Hitler didn't finish all the Jews off? That's what he said. One guy said to him, Hitler didn't finish everybody off. So this yid said to the guy, he said, well, Hitler did very good by me. He sent me to America. Hitler, listen, he sent me to America. He got me a big house. I bought a couple of factories. I support all my children and grandchildren. I take care of them. I have a beautiful life. But I'm afraid that Hitler didn't do too good by you people over here. He's still like pumping, you know, outside of the... He says, I'm sorry, I see it didn't work out for you. He says, for me, it worked out fine. I mean, of course, it's a sad joke. It worked out fine. His whole family was killed. It worked out. But from where does a kid take such a thing? Koiches, merdika koiches, cheshek. It's that fire that we have from the others, that Avraham Avinu was able to turn around the whole world. He's able to turn around the whole world. And every Jew could turn around the whole world. Every Jew has the ability to turn around the whole world. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Shekol zam achareim tol desem ki etzvem kamaisha odom yoled adam or behem yoled behem. You see that the teva of the world is that a human being has human beings, children. An animal has animals. So the others were bali cheshing bali rotsen, and they have children who are bali cheshing bali rotsen. That's the nature of the world. You give birth to that. It's similar to you.
Kach heim etzem gufam akol kecheseim hayim mishune. He said, you know that the others were altogether different. The mishune, they were different. Mipas v'sichosam. Because they were bubbling. V'sichim means boiling. Mipas v'sichosam lo'oysay dover shechashku olav lahagiyalai. Their mom is bubbling and boiling on fire for what they wanted. Vehem yuchadim betoikev zeh ad kotzei. And them yuchadim betoikev zeh, and they were unique in this, in the strength of their cheshek, ad kotzei, to the furthest extreme. They were very extreme people. They were not moderate people. Ad shivu'uyim lihikari avis. Until they were able to achieve that level that's called avis. An ov is so strong that it gives over of itself to its children. Again, when something is weak, it can't give itself over. When something is strong, it can give itself over. When something is weak, it doesn't have the ability to persevere. When something is strong, it goes weiter. The ovis were the ovis. They became the ovis. Rav Tzadik says because they were the biggest Baal Cheshek, because they were the Eson HaOlam, the powerful in their Ratzon. And because of that, the Jewish people have survived to the end of time. And all the strong, these physically strong nations, I mean, they're gone. They're just in museums and stuff. And Klal Yisrael. Now it's dumb that we survived. The whole world only wanted to kill us. Mele, if you wanted to say that there's some little island that they left alone. Even those people from some of these islands, they're not the same people anymore. They already finished. It's not just that. That itself would be a chiddush. But the biggest chiddush is, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden talks about in the Siddur, Tisha B'Av, the biggest chiddush is that, which he says is bigger than all the nisim of Yisrael, is the existence of Klal Yisrael, is that every single nation in the world wanted to destroy us and still wants to destroy us. Because at the end of the day, it's like the Tanya says, that when you have two people who are wrestling, the one who wants to win more desperately is the one who's going to win. Even though one might have an advantage over the other, there might be some physical advantage over the other. But the one who feels that it's a fight for his life is going to win. You didn't have in their teva that fight for life that comes from the others. And that's not something which stops with children. It might not manifest itself in learning and davening and mitzvahs, unfortunately. That might not always be how it manifests itself. But that a Jew is b'teva about cheshek and about ratzon, that fire was handed from generation to generation, from the avos. And that's because what Tzadik is saying, Rachman Aliba boy. The ikur of a person is a cheshek shebelev. And there are no people on earth who have such a cheshek shebelev as Klal Yisrael. And that therefore there are no people for whom free choice is as critical a decision, as for a Jew. But you and I, the decisions we make, what to do with our Ritzinus, how to use our Ritzinus, in what to excel, not to be mediocre, to be the valedictorian. And whatever we're doing, whatever a person is doing. If you're a gardener, you'd be a valedictorian in gardening. You'd be a Baal Megina, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, you'd be a valedictorian in whatever you're doing. Mediocrity, shallowness, shitchiness, laziness, these are not in our genes. People that are, it's not b'derech hateva. The derech hateva of a Jew is to want to be a valedictorian. To be a valedictorian, whatever he does, davening and learning and Torah and mitzvahs and havdol, anything, parnasa, to be a valedictorian. Not to fail. To succeed. It's the essence of a Jew. It's the cheshek shebelev. There's a shan. Also, this inyan that we're learning for the last few weeks, now we're going to continue next week in the Sichas Haran with something else, and shall we begin? Yeah. We'll start next week.